broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
All right, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Great show tonight. We got the Masters.
The Masters.
Ooh. Kirk Stookey. Kirby forgot his phone.
Kirby.
So he ran out to get his phone.
He's got to get his phone.
Yeah.
So he forgot it in his car,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not at the...
at home.
Not at the Elks or at home.
No, so, but these Chex Mix.
You're gobbling them things up.
Huh?
You're loving them.
I'm a Chex Mix guy.
I am too.
Chuck says we're crunching too much, so you have to put them in your mouth and let them dissolve.
Chuck is in Haiti. Where's
Chuck's
he at?
I
don't remember where he went.
Something. Yeah, Iran or something.
Yeah.
Not Iran. He did not go to Iran.
He went somewhere.
He did go somewhere. It's warmer than here, I'm pretty
sure. Warmer than here.
But might not be nicer than tomorrow's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's supposed to be like 65.
No, yeah, it's going to be beautiful. Like, I've heard 70s, or low 70s. So
61 right. Today. Wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad. And Friday rain, Saturday 65, and Sunday 80.
80.
We're golfing. So we got our tee time. Starts up.
It's time to go.
Nice, you got a tee time?
Yeah. We got a standing tee time. 7:57.
Thanks, Neil.
Hey, nice hat.
Thanks.
Great.
You like that?
Not really.
Well, you're kind of plain Jane.
I mean, where'd you get that at?
How do you not like a Masters at?
I like Masters. That is very pretty.
Got it from Augusta National last year.
You ain't going to lose it, did you? What'd that cost you, about $200?
No, at $35 maybe.
Really? Brightest hat I've ever seen.
It's awesome, isn't it?
It's an awesome hat.
Can't lose me.
Nope.
We ain't going to lose it. Hey, I got my...
It kind of looks like it might be one of those cheap knockoffs.
Neil!
There's no way I can read that. That's my Master's picks.
Yeah, there's no way I can read your handwriting.
Oh, yeah, you can.
It's bad.
You can come close.
Just make some up. Just pick the worst ones.
Hey, we got some new listeners out there tonight because of it being a Master's show. We got trivia. My friend over the crowd across is Harold Feely. Fee, how are you today?
I am great, Bobby. Feeling good.
You are looking good, looking good. The Indian baseball team off to a fantastic start.
They're hot right now.
They are 6-1 on the young campaign. Is that right, or 5-1?
5-1.
5-1.
5-1.
And we got the Marion local Flyers tomorrow at home.
Big MAC game. Start her out.
That'll be a good one. Neil Spencer, owner-operator for the Cover Radio, right over there. But he's talking to Benson Barnett. Benson. Actually, Benson met Kirby after we was getting pizza after the Fort Laramie.
Oh, yeah.
And Benson was there, and we got some pizza. And Kirby and his lovely wife, Stacy, was at the Chunky Bob's.
Chunky Bob's.
And got her bellies full.
Chunky Bob wasn't there, though. He was Minnesota.
Ooh, imagine that.
Yep. He's probably picketing.
Most likely.
He could be.
Because he's cray-cray. So every year we have we talk about the state of golf and then we have some Masters trivia as we go to commercial. We'll do the same thing this year and Kirby, as we welcome you to the show tonight. A lot of things going on over at the Elks,
a lot of good things.
It was voted on last spring about this time that we needed a new clubhouse, and we went to the members and it was voted. They said they gave Kirby and the trustees permission to kind of get the price of what it'd be, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let you take it from there is how we got to where we are today.
So we've been designing this for maybe 5 years or so, mm-hmm. working on a design that works. Our first design come out like $10 million or something.
Hello.
Probably not going to work.
Might not work.
So you needed a $20 million one?
That's what I said, but everyone else said no, Neil.
No. Huh.
But
I don't know why we get so excited about $10,000 a year memberships.
Well, it's probably not going to work around here.
Oh, cheap bastards.
Maybe Naples, Florida or something.
Might work.
But anyhow, we worked our way through the design process, tried to bring that down, bring that clubhouse a little smaller and everything. Mm-hmm. So we got we're excited. The building we have, and we put it up to a vote. It's going to end up being about $3.6 million, the building itself. And we've done a lot of fundraising. I mean, we've raised over $3 million, mostly from members. There's been some non-members that have contributed as well. So we talked about redoing the parking lot as well.
Yeah.
We're going to go through and do the parking lot. We had some It got tore up quite a bit. Obviously, construction is not good for parking lots. No. So, so that's going to add a little added cost to what we got. But we're excited. It's exciting times here.
Would you have imagined that they got that done that fast? Or it's, my goodness.
So timeline. So for those of you that aren't aware, timeline. We tore down the old clubhouse the end of September, and we scheduled to be open about Labor Day. Yep. Is what we scheduled to be open.
Yep.
We had a great October, November for site work, tear down site work, dirt work, build a new pond on hole 11. Mm-hmm. We needed a bunch of dirt, a lot of fill dirt. So,
yep.
But it was absolutely perfect. And so things have been kept moving along. All of a sudden now we're scheduled to be open about June 1st.
Tremendous.
So it's just over 8 months.
And the Memorial Day instead of Labor Day.
And another thing about that, awesome. Kirby, and a lot of people, is that the Fort Kirby Community Club's first outing, their outing is June 6th. So there is a chance that we have the first outing at
Opener Up. So if things work out, if Fort Kirby Community Club outing will be the first golf outing
cool is that?
We have in the new clubhouse.
Right. Yep. So that's kind of exciting. And right now it's a zoo over there. And if you're not playing golf, and you really can't park over there, and they're kind of shuffle people. I mean, we want you to come play golf and enjoy but it you may have to park Carthagena Church or wherever.
Well, like today, they're working on the west side of the parking lot, West F.
Yeah.
So we got half our parking lot, and
it's gone.
Hopefully they have the subgrade done for the weekend, so we have the whole parking lot for the weekend. But if it comes down to it, when they do the asphalt, we're probably going to close the parking lot altogether. Park at Carthagena Park, and we'll shuttle you over, get you going. Yeah,
so. Park at your house.
That's not Carthagena.
But we could park at your house.
You could.
Bar would be open.
Get a beer.
Well,
come on in. Maybe you got some cheese.
If you're parking in my house, you're probably not playing golf. You ain't leaving.
No, probably not.
Maybe not.
No. So, Kirby, every year you bring over some neat things you got. You like to give stuff away, and we like to promote the Mercer County Elks and promote the game of golf, which is really, you know, you got a lot of people in this county who are members at the Elks, enjoy playing the Elks.
Love the Elks.
And the reason is because it's just a fantastic atmosphere. And you know, it all started, I shouldn't say it all started with Big P, but Big P was a big part of getting that thing where it is. And you've carried it over. Sweet. And that's probably a big part of the reason why.
You say that. I learned a lot from Big P.
Yeah,
you worked far as being welcoming. Yeah. And the atmosphere part, Big P really was a big part of changing that around.
Yeah.
You know, Friday nights were dead out there. We might have 20 golfers on Friday nights. And now Friday nights, it's a lot of fun out there.
Yeah.
A lot of camaraderie coming in after the
golf. Absolutely.
We get hopefully more, but we get people to come in, not golfing, just stop in, have a cocktail or two, sit on the patio.
Yeah.
And that's where we want to go. Kitchen's going to be a lot more elaborate. We'll have a lot bigger menu.
Bigger menu.
So,
more options.
I mean, menu-wise, it's going to be a little more, a few more options and everything. We can get food out a little quicker. Our kitchen's about three times the size of what it used to be, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got some trivia questions now.
Trivia.
It's easy to look on your phone and get the answer right. I mean, anybody can do that. Hell, Neil can do that.
I'm too stupid.
You are very stupid.
But I can do it on my computer. I can't do it on my phone. I'm too stupid.
And we have, is the Gilbert Station hotline up and at 'em?
No, we don't have a hotline.
We don't?
No.
We didn't get her working.
Even when we had the hotline, nobody called. They always texted.
So, except on this show. We'd get some phone calls. Okay, so Sports Talk is presented by Gilbert Station.
Gilbert Station is
our sponsor of Sports Talk. We can't thank Chris Seifring enough for helping us out.
No.
Sal home run.
6-4. That's Sal Stewart.
That boy Sal.
Sal
Stewart.
Yeah. So
homer.
So first question, and now this is what are we giving away first? I got the question, first question.
So I want you to come out to the golf course.
Yes.
We're going to give away. We got a lot of new hats, a lot of new designs.
Yeah.
When we open the new clubhouse, we're going to introduce those.
Yeah.
So when the new clubhouse opens, let's go with a Mercer County Elks hat.
A Mercer
your
County
choice.
Elks. Your, of your choice.
You got to come out and get it, though.
Got to come get it.
And the first question is, and my phone number, 419-852-9201.
Fee. 419-852-3599.
And Kirby.
419-733-6261.
And for a Mercer, now, we need the fifth text in.
Fifth text in. Fifth text or fifth correct text?
Fifth correct text.
Correct okay.
Text. How far is Magnolia Drive? Mm. How far is Magnolia Drive?
I'm going to say about 950
miles. 950
miles.
That Close. Is our first trivia question. We're going to take a break and pay some bills. Shoot your text in. Fifth person gets it.
Give me the number again, real quick.
419-852-9201.
419-852-3599.
419-733-6261.
And we'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
The Gilbert Station in downtown Burkittsville.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs, plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Here are the baseball broadcasts coming up this week on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Our Indians are off to a great start this season. They're 5-1, and there are still two big games left on the schedule this week. They'll host the Marion Local Flyers tomorrow night in their first MAC game. Then on Friday, they'll travel to Anna. Get out to these games to support our Indians. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcast on FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Our first trivia question was, how far... Now, Neil said how, he thought it was how far it is to Magnolia.
Yeah, you didn't say how long is the hole.
I want to know how far the drive is, the length of the Magnolia Drive.
So the distance.
The correct answer is 330 yards, and we have a host of
it's like one
people
of your
who
drives.
Got to, yeah.
You'd hit one that far.
I'd hit driver, 5 wood.
Get out of there.
180.
Roy McAvoy's 7-iron down Magnolia to get it there.
The correct answer, 330 yards. A host of people got the correct answer.
They did.
But the number 5 text that came in was Mr. Tony Kramer from Salino, Montezuma. The Montezuma village of Montezuma. Tony Kramer, you win a Mercer County Elks hat.
Got it.
Courtesy of the Mercer County Elks, Mr. Kirby Stuckey. Kirby, we talk about the Masters, and this year, last year, you came, I think, for the U.S. Open. Because mm-hmm. the last few years, you've went down to Augusta, and talk a little bit about just how freaking awesome that is.
You're a golfer, that's kind of...
You got
anything to do.
So it's got to be on your bucket list.
I mean, be a bucket lister.
There's a number of things, you know, like Pebble Beach.
Yep.
Cypress Point, maybe. Mm-hmm. going to the Masters has got to be on your bucket list. No doubt. Any way possible.
That's big.
So, but yeah. So, like last year, John Elkann went for the first time, and I tell people this story. And it was my third time. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, we have a specific gate we have to go in. It's the South Gate. And it used to be the North Gate. So, with our PGA card, you got to go to a certain specific gate to get your ticket. So, we go to the South Gate, get our ticket. You walk along, you walk in, whatever, and it's a long sidewalk. You come out, there's concessions, merchandise building, restrooms, everything. Then you go, and you got three paths to choose from, and there's signs for each one. The path on the left is hole six. The next path from the left is the middle path is hole 15, 16. The next path is hole 13, 14, amen corner. Mm-hmm. You said, well, we're going here first. Yep. So we go to 13, okay? So we walk down this path. It's a 5-minute walk.
Pretty good walk.
Tall grasses, whatever. You walk under the grass. You turn around. You do a U-turn around this long grass. And you're sitting there staring at 14 tee box and 13 green right on the other side. And John Elking's mouth went. I mean, it was wide open for about 5 minutes.
It's like, this is unbelievable.
But seriously, if that's your first view at Augusta National, think about that. I mean, the first time I went, we saw the driving range.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that's your first view is hole 13 standing on the other side of 14 D-box, it's just...
pretty awesome.
It is.
That is awesome. That is
freaking awesome.
That's freaking awesome. Yeah. You, you know, and we're going to have our Masters pick to win at the end of the day, at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. And we also are going to have everybody text in who their pick is. And if you get it right, you're going to win a nice prize. From Fort Recovery Radio. Yeah, that is from Fort Recovery Radio. And it might be a gift certificate to Mercer County Elks. But
or it could be a tuna sandwich.
A tuna sandwich?
I love tuna.
How about pimento cheese sandwich?
Yes.
Pimento being Masters thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, hey, salad. I got the perfect go. I got the perfect trivia question. What are we giving away this time?
You.
I have a great
Kirby, is this trivia every 3 minutes?
No, listen. You ready for this?
You got Steve Harvey over here.
You're going to have nothing left in your
no, this is a great trivia question.
Another hat.
Okay, another hat. Here we go.
Another hat.
The pimento and cheese sandwich was voted the second worst sports food or beverage as the most overrated sports food or beverage.
Okay.
All right. Second worst.
Time out. Who's voting?
This is
are these
this,
golfers?
No,
probably
this
not.
Was like sports. This is like on Twitter, X. Mm-hmm.
All right. So who's voting?
I don't know. It's like 1,000 people voted in.
A couple hungry guys.
100 people. We pulled 100 people.
This was voted the second most overrated. What was the first most overrated sports drink or beverage or food in sports? First overrated. Most overrated. Neil?
I don't have a clue.
Think about sports.
Apparently, if pimento cheese sandwich, either they've never had one.
They're terrible.
Or they didn't got it from somebody didn't know how to make it because they're awesome.
You like pimento and cheese?
Absolutely.
Ooh, you've never had one.
That's a Southern thing. We had them at least once a week at home.
Really?
My mom made them all the time.
I've tried one every time I've gone to the Masters.
And?
Never finished.
Horrible.
But it costs $1.50, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I did number things with $1.50.
That is right.
They don't know how to make them.
Everything good.
They don't know how to make them?
They don't know how to make them.
Pete, do you have a guess at this?
The worst?
Yes.
Corn dogs.
Don't you ever say anything bad about corn dogs.
That's the only other thing I can think of that could
be. I thought maybe it would be like the Dodger dog, but it wasn't. It wasn't the top five.
No. Something sauerkraut?
Nope.
What's
chili?
I can't tell you the sport.
Gold Star chili?
Gold Star chili is a good guess. Not correct.
Cracker Jacks.
Cracker Jacks. Another good guess. Wrong. As soon as I say it, you guys are going to are 100% agree.
So you said you can't tell us where they get it, so right. It must be specific to a...
It is. Oh. Very good.
So it could be like a something they get at a Packers game that they don't have somewhere else.
Cheese.
Is that what you're saying?
No. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, alligator sandwich at the Tampa Bay.
It's popular.
Drink or food?
Just hot dog.
Drink. It's a drink.
A drink. That's why you figured.
Yeah. It's a drink.
Beverage. Bloody Mary.
No.
Oh, how about the, what do they drink, mint julep?
Bingo! Get mint that guy a hat.
Mint julep. Yeah.
The mint julep was,
julep
was voted the most overrated sports.
Yeah. Then they've never Jack had Derby. A good one.
Neil's just loving both of them things.
He's you've, yep. had a, you've had a mint julep?
Oh, yeah, and I make great ones.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Neil's.
I make really, really good ones.
Neil's. Have you ever had one?
No.
Can't you ever had one?
I haven't either. Nope.
I've had them at the Derby. They're pretty good. I make them better.
Neil's dinner consists of pimento cheese sandwich with a side of mint juleps.
No side. Sometimes there's several years ago that I sat out on my front porch on Friday night and drink about a fifth of bourbon making mint juleps.
Mint julep.
Which is three drinks, by the way.
You get hammered drinking.
Oh,
you get hammered drinking mint juleps?
Not till I stand up do I even notice it.
Really?
Yeah. And then sometimes I can't. but yeah, they are good and sweet and minty and oh.
John Elking texted in and said, deadly. When I walked into Augusta National, it brought a tear to my eye.
Yep.
That would be.
I'm pretty sure that would be me, and I'm not even a big time golfer.
Yeah. Kirby High School golf seems to be on a roll again, and Mercer County Elks is a big supporter of high school golf, and Fort Kirby goes to Portland and Portland Country Club and Doc Carr and Doc. Just great for the, and it works out good for you because it opens up the golf course a little bit because it is a zoo over there in the fall.
It gets busy. Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of matches every Monday and Thursday.
Yeah.
As the MAC matches, so we have four schools, eight teams, all in the MAC, so usually we have four matches every Monday, four matches every Thursday, mm-hmm. so it does get busy, but it's fun. I mean.
Absolutely. What's your, I know last year there was a zillion kids over there for your golf camp, and what's your clinic schedule look like this year?
We pretty much run the same schedule. We are debating kind of separating the ages because we're getting so many kids.
Yeah.
You know, our July's clinic had about 85 kids last year. So for an hour and a half, split them four ways, it can get pretty busy. Yep. But, we do a week in June, week in July. And you can get a discounted price if you do both and kids get something. Like last year we gave away what did we give? We gave away hats if you were at one, and if you went to both, you also got a head cover, driver head cover with the Elks logo on. So
do I got any eligibility left?
we'll have a senior clinic coming up.
That is brilliant.
Huh? Senior clinic?
Yeah.
There you go.
You're gonna tell me burn your clubs, throw them away.
Good, try left handed.
Yeah.
Are you left handed or right handed?
I'll let you use my lefties.
Kirby, if somebody wants to get more information on junior clinics or even anything at the Elks, text, call, sell. What do you got?
Call. We'll post. We post a lot on our Facebook and Twitter pages. So mm-hmm. we'll post like our junior clinics. We'll advertise those on our Facebook. So always can call. So
yeah, you do a great job with that with the kids. Getting them out there and letting them play.
Yeah, it's mostly ages 7 to 10 for the most part, so.
Yep. You got a great staff. The addition of John Elking, just an all-around super guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then your greenskeeper and your superintendent, Mark Knapke.
Awesome.
Talk a little bit about what those two do and just how that thing has just continued to be awesome.
So this is Mark's 10th year with us, and he just took over right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk every day, Monday through Friday, possibly weekends as well, and we just try to get things dialed in. Yep. You know, talk about what's going on, but it's relieving for myself because I don't have to worry about anything out there.
Yeah.
We're on the same page. You know, he wants the same thing I want, and we want the same conditions. We want the same thing. Adding John last year. This is John's second year. Mm-hmm. John's going to step in and take over a lot of the day-to-day in the pro shop and the golf shop as we continue to grow and everything. So he did a lot of the tournament management, a lot of the backside things this last year, and we'll continue to his responsibilities will continue to go up, and I think he's just going to be a rock star in there. So
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, he's got a great personality and great with everyone.
Yeah.
So. We're gonna put it out here soon. We're gonna be looking for a kitchen manager as well. So
yeah,
that way they handle the back of the house and the kitchen, and then I'll be more on the bar side and
well, you better get it out
everything.
Here soon. You're gonna open up in 6 weeks.
We're going to open up in
April, May. It's April, right?
Yeah.
Eight. April is seven. You got 7 weeks. You ain't got any.
Let's go.
What is going on, Neil? You want to run the.
Relax.
Oh, yeah. I don't have anything else to do.
Relax, sugar donuts.
Sugar Bob, donuts. You want to take over?
Hey, you want sugar donuts.
Bob, you want to trade jobs?
He'll make them for you.
You got 7 weeks. Let's go. We got to be ready to go.
Ready to roll.
We ain't got time to be screwing around. What do you think?
They can start ordering food now. There's no place to put it.
But. With the new clubhouse, you're going to have to hire more people?
So labor will go up. Oh, yeah. We've taken in about 15 applications.
Good.
Kitchen, servers, bartenders. Yep. More help. On the pro shop side, you know, we're going to be more service-oriented. We'll have a dedicated bag drop. We'll have boys out there to grab your clubs, get you set up.
Perfect.
We're going to eliminate carts in the parking lot for safety precautions. Yep.
Bobby picks me up.
Sorry, Bob.
Bobby picks me up in my car every
day. Sorry, Bob.
I leave my clubs inside. I don't worry about it.
Yeah, you don't worry about it.
Can you get a shuttle to run them back and forth?
That's what we need.
Yes.
Just come up,
put Bob
your,
in
get
charge.
Your clubs out, and then just walk up.
Put,
a little walking's okay.
Actually... The Elks is one of the few that let you have carts out.
Correct.
Yeah. That's the insurance reason somebody gets nailed out.
Exactly right. So
clobbered.
Yep. The way we're changing our parking, you'll now park at a 90-degree. So when you're pulling out, when you're backing out at a 90-degree, carts coming at you and a lot of blind spots.
Clobbered.
Yep. Good not chance. Good. There's a chance something's going to happen every year.
How we parking?
So with the new parking lot, so our old parking lot, we parked it more at a 45-degree.
Mm-hmm.
To where you just kind of slid in.
Yep.
Now everything's going to be 90 degrees. So you pull into the new driveway straight east, and then you park either north of north or facing north or facing south.
Hmm. Really?
Yep.
Oh, that'll be major. Great. You gonna paint the, don't paint any lines.
Oh, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
Bob, you should have seen it today.
Oh, man.
All the old
you should have seen it today.
Oh, my God.
I'm out there doing hand gestures.
You're bringing them in like a jet.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, Kirby, you got a trivia question?
I got a trivia question.
409 break. What do you got, buddy?
Pretty obscure, so we'll see if anyone can get her.
Are they allowed to use their Google machines?
No Google machines.
Google machine.
First one that gets this one. We ain't got five that know this one.
Okay.
First one to text in. Who is the only Masters champion to start the final round outside the top 10?
Ooh.
Nice.
Mm.
Nice. V, we're going to take a break. Sports Talk presented by...
The Gilbert Station.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BBI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
The Lady Indians softball team is giving away $1,500 again this year. Their raffle tickets are just $10 each, and there will be five winners with prizes of $100, $200, $300, $400, and the grand prize of $500. The winners will be drawn at the home softball game scheduled for April 14th, and you don't need to be present to win. The tickets are available for many of the players and coaches. Don't miss this chance to help out the Lady Indians softball team and take home some cash. That's the Lady Indians softball team cash raffle, giving away $1,500 in cash at their home softball game scheduled for Thursday, April 14th.
We are back here on the Bubba and Fee Show, Masters Edition. We just had a trivia. What was it again? Kirby?
Who is the only Masters champion to start the final round outside the top 10?
I have a guy that said Art Wall Jr.
That's correct.
And his name is Dave Cowan.
The mayor.
The mayor.
The mayor.
The mayor.
The
mayor.
The Art king of Masters Wall. Trivia.
The king of Masters Trivia.
Art.
$20. He gets $20.
He wins $20 credit to the new bar.
To the new bar, and then he'll be buying us.
Just watch the highlight on him.
Calp, he just watched
on
the
Dave
highlight.
Calp? Yeah. Oh, he watched the highlight on him.
On Art Wall.
I didn't know there were such things.
Yeah, Art Wall. How old would Art would probably be that? Probably be a while ago.
That's got to be a while ago.
Yeah.
Let's look him up.
He old.
Art Wall. Neil, you ever heard of Art Wall?
No.
Art Crick.
Art Crick.
Could have been him.
He was Kirby.
Art Wall Jr., Kirby. Best known for winning the Masters Tournament in 1959.
Atta baby. Good job, Art. Jack Nicklaus. Boy, I got Jack Nicklaus here.
I had Tiger Woods.
I had Freddie Couples.
If he was alive, he would be 103.
Not too bad. He probably still hit it farther than me.
He can putt better than I kid, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, shoot.
I can hit it over 100 yards, so I don't know if he could out-drive me or not.
So Kirby, going back to the Elks, and how many, what's the membership at the Elks? Like, how many golfing memberships?
So we have right about 325, basically adult members. Count spouses and juniors, there's about 200 more. It's about 525.
Okay. And if you, let's say you would be interested in joining the Mercer County Elks, can you join?
Yeah, you can join. Just reach out. They're still open, yeah.
Got room.
Yeah, you got to become a member of the lodge, which there's an annual lodge fee, a small initiation fee, and then we have our golf fees that are on top of that, and then there's some other fees that are optional. So, but, oh, yeah, we got room. We welcome about anyone.
Love new members.
So, welcome people that are hackers?
Of course. We welcome all kinds.
Just so they're not hacking on the green?
We welcome all kinds. And the reason why Bubba asked that, back in the 90s, they capped it. So they did have a waiting list, I think you remember, is what he's referring to. So I think they capped it at 350 adult members. But that was also at a time when tee times were at a high demand after work and Saturday and Sunday morning. And now we have a lot of our members play a lot of different times, so we're able to work most everyone in at their different times.
Would you say that the average age of your membership with COVID? COVID brought a lot of people to the game of golf.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it did. And you could probably say that COVID may have—I don't want to say saved, but. But when you think about the popularity of golf right now, I mean, that's got to – the COVID thing, people say is
– Yeah, so you say that. So I wouldn't necessarily say about our average age of our membership, but our average age of our player probably went from – so let's say pre-COVID we did 24,000 rounds a year. Now we do 33,000 rounds a year.
Wow.
So in those 24,000 rounds, our average age of the player was probably close to 60. Now our average age is probably down around the 50 range, which you got to figure a lot of those rounds are being played by guys that are retired, 65 and older, 62 and older. But what's happened is a lot of high school kids have now joined, let's say they're on the football team. Mm-hmm. Well, they go to their football workout in the morning. They come out and play golf in the afternoon or the evening and play nine holes with their buddies. A lot of college members, so, you know, like a high school membership for us is $450, unlimited golf. You got to pay for your cart yet if you ride. College membership up to 23 is $600. So, you know, you figured 15 to 20 rounds, you've got that paid for already.
Yeah.
Let's say that my family's coming in and we want to play, four of us want to play golf on a Sunday or a Saturday at the Mercer County Elks. We're not members. We just want to come and ride and play golf. How much are you talking for?
Like, so we are, our weekend rate Friday through Sunday is $64. So I know we're on the higher end, but I mean, we put a lot into it. We put a lot of effort into it. We take a lot of pride in it.
Yep.
We just got some new golf carts. They're pretty nice. A little higher end. Yeah, they're great. So GPS included. And there's a few kinks we're working out yet, but I think we'll get them worked out here in the next couple weeks. So, but.
And then, yeah. And then let's say Benson wants to come out there with a couple buddies, and they're just going to walk 9 holes of golf.
Well, Benson's free. Benson's awesome.
Absolutely.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
But and that probably includes free clubs.
What? Clubs? What?
Where did that come from?
Maybe a slice of pizza.
Oh. Slice of pizza is good. Which, by the way, is pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pizza Saturday was good.
It'll be even better in the new kitchen.
Yeah. Are you getting new pizza oven?
Yeah, new pizza oven, yep. Conveyor belt.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Thin crust?
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Thin crust.
Where are you getting the pizza stuff from? Pickle pizza?
Gordon's?
Yeah.
Through Gordon's.
So we're getting new pizza. We're going to have real legitimate pizzas.
Yeah.
We should have a tryout.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have a tryout.
You should have brought one.
We have a pizza night.
We don't have anything in there yet. Kitchen equipment's coming next week.
Really?
Yep, being delivered next week.
You can go out and help set them up, and then you can make a pizza.
It won't be hooked up for a little bit, but we got to get him set up for the Ansel system.
I'm trying to get him over there so he can help you set stuff up.
I can't do stuff like that. I'm no smarts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, keep him away from
you. You don't want me doing one thing.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Nothing. I can drive. I'm a good driver. Like, if you need somebody to park carts, I can probably do that and clean them up. I'm pretty good cleaning, spraying golf carts.
Clean them up?
And I can sand. I can put sand in the sand holders.
So we had something come up today. Your name got brought up.
Oh, Jesus. Uh-oh.
And I said Bubba had been suggesting this for 20 years, 20 years ago.
Water.
I can't remember what it was.
Well, water on
the
course.
And I said, we finally got it. David Romer was at the, he's touring it for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what got brought up. I said, yep, Bubba suggested this 20 years ago. We finally got it. And so his next suggestion's got 20 years to come to fruition.
Whatever you come up with. Hopefully we're still around.
I can't remember what it is.
But it must not have been too good on you.
Nah, it wasn't very important.
That's exactly right. All right, we got another trivia question.
You ready?
Yeah. Let's go.
Come on now.
So far, our winners are Tony Kramer wins a hat.
Yep.
And the mayor, Dave Kaup wins a $20 beverage.
You had another hat.
You had another hat. Who's that?
Tony Kramer.
They'll let you know.
We can't even.
You're writing this down?
Nope.
2 minutes.
You got to write it down.
No. I'm the guest. You're the host.
Wait a minute. I got to look.
You can just go back and listen in the archives and write it down.
How can we compete? I only got one.
Oh, we had three.
No, Harold got the other
one. Oh, no one got it. Mint julep.
Oh, mint
julep. That's what it was.
Don't yell at me. That makes me mad.
I want something.
Way to go, Bob. Now we got to edit everything.
I get a
No, I didn't get it. I stopped it.
Oh, okay.
Beef jerky?
Chuck will have a heart attack.
Chuck's in Hawaii.
Yeah, but he's got to edit everything for his Sunday afternoon.
Mm. I thought you said he's in a third world country.
He's somewhere. I don't know where he's at.
Bahamas or Jamaica or something.
Geneva.
He's Geneva, Indiana.
Geneva, Indiana.
Hey, Rainbow Lake.
On vacation.
Actually, I played Geneva last year. Beats the hell out of the Elks.
Oh, ouch.
Really?
That hurts.
Not quite, but
maybe.
They're doing some good stuff over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. That's a great thing about in this area. You can play good golf courses and have fun.
You can
at any of these things around here.
Yep.
I mean, we go over to Portland twice a year and enjoy going over there just because you know everybody over there and and it's always the Portland has.
It's getting better.
They have neat holes.
Yeah.
You know, they have a couple holes that are legitimate golf holes.
Good golf.
The par 3 over the pond is one of the toughest golf holes.
Yes. Level. Yep.
Yeah. That sucker is tough.
I do not love that one.
Mm. Feeba had a hole in one there one time when I was playing with him.
Close.
Wow. That's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
I'll never get one.
You've had a hole in one.
No.
You've never had a hole in one.
I had 2 300.
Player of your caliber?
No.
You've had 2 300s and never had a hole in one.
Never had a hole.
Is it harder to have a hole in one or a bowl of 300?
I would never do either one. So
hole in one.
I would go hole in one.
Yeah, probably.
The odds are longer.
But Bill
hole
says,
one.
Yeah,
hole in one's luck.
Yeah, anybody can have a hole in one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My granddaughter can have a hole in one.
I've had a couple of them, but on putt-putt golf.
Yeah.
I'd usually average about 500 or 600.
You lie like
nine
a
pin no tip.
Nine pin no.
Yeah.
Oh, bad.
Yeah.
No.
That isn't bad.
I was 10 fireballs and 14 7-7 zoom.
So it was a light day?
Yeah, something like that.
10 fireballs.
All right, here's our question.
Which Masters champion has gone the most years between victories?
Ooh.
Mm, interesting. Mm. Which Masters champion? So he's a two-time winner, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be Jack Nicklaus.
Gone the most years.
Yeah, it has to be.
Between. Are you eligible to win?
No, I should have shut up. Is it Jack Nicklaus? Was it Jack?
No.
Okay,
Jack
good.
Nicklaus.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back. If you know the answer to that, which Masters champion had the most years between victories?
Give them your numbers again.
419-852-9201.
419-852-3599.
419-733-6261.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. And catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888.
We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Fort Recovery Elementary and Middle School Drama Club will be presenting an original production of Shake, Rattle, and Save the Diner. The performances will be on Friday evening, April 10th at 7 o'clock, then afternoon matinees on Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at 2 o'clock. The directors, Tracy Evers, Wes Curtis, and Karen Myring, and the students have been working hard on this production, and you don't want to miss it. The tickets are just $8 for adults and $6 for students, and children under 5 are free, and will be available at the door only at the Royal Auditoria at the middle school. Make your plans now to get to this production, written specifically for our students. Presentations will be on Friday, April 10th at 7 p.m., and 2 p.m. matinee shows on Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th, in the Royal Auditorium at the middle school.
Grease the Fever just called.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We have a lot of answers, a lot of wrong answers.
A couple of right answers. Yeah.
A lot of wrong answers. But our worst wrong answer was by the mayor.
The mayor's back.
Who texted in Johan Marie. I think he meant Jose Marie Olafavos. But the mayor says Johan Marie.
Is that Johan Niekamp's middle name?
Maybe that is.
It might be.
Might have been Johan.
But Johan's only won once.
Yeah.
Club championship.
Yeah.
One club championship.
Yes, he did. It is not Jose Malia Olafavos. But it could be
El Tigre. Tiger Woods.
Tigre.
Ryan Steinbrenner had her.
Jeffy McCollum had Ben Crenshaw.
Benny.
Ben Crenshaw.
I thought you were going to say twice? Ben Kramer.
Gentle Ben. I thought Jack Nicklaus was a good answer from 86 to whenever he won it before that. But
that was a good answer. Bobby, nice job.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
That was a good answer.
Thank you, Neil.
Wrong answer, but a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, for what?
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, you're very welcome. We didn't do anything, but yeah.
Those beautiful human beings.
Yes, awesome. We are.
Bunch of awesome. So who won? Ryan?
Ryan.
Or who else you say got it?
I had Bill and Jill Rammel both had it.
Okay, ooh.
I don't know.
And did you say Reese Lefevre?
I got 856.
Reese Lefevre tried to call. Should we call him back?
856.
I've had a missed call.
856. What's that?
That's when he called. Reese or text. No, Ryan.
Ryan?
857 on the Ben Crenshaw.
Oh, Jill was 856.
Tie. We got a tie.
Bill was 855.
We got a winner.
Bill Rammel.
You know, for an old guy, Bill can type fast.
He's
Bill,
fast
typer.
Lightning. Bill Rammel with fastest lightning.
Fast fingers. $20.
Bill Rammel, $20 to the 19th hole.
When it opens up, you don't get it till it opens up.
Uh-oh. Whoop. Down goes our mic.
Mike going. Beer back.
Good job. Good job.
I saved the beer, then.
Are you golfing tomorrow?
Tomorrow. I got to work.
I thought you were going to be off on Thursday.
I thought you were retired.
Tuesdays. I don't know what I am doing.
You're unbelievable.
Killing me.
My wife. You want to golf tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Benson, you want to golf tomorrow?
Benson's got school, and he's got chicks to look up.
Ooh. And we have a baseball game tomorrow.
Marion, we will kill Marion. Marion sucks.
Okay.
Going to kill Marion.
You guys got softball tomorrow?
We do. Fort Recovery. At Marion.
At Marion.
Fort ain't got no pitching.
We're hurting right now.
That sucks.
We just played New Knoxville last night. JV games that my daughter played. 19-2.
Got beat?
No, we won.
I know. I'm just joking.
Sorry.
Just Josh. Make Dave.
But they did a great job. So New Knoxville is still junior varsity schedule.
Oh, they're just starting?
They're just starting. They got all freshmen and sophomores. But
good.
Henchin, is it Jeff?
Yeah.
He did. He announced the whole game. They had music between the innings, national anthem. They did it upright. They did a great job over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Make it fun.
Reese just sent the text, and he also had Tiger.
Reese.
He tried to call in.
You lose, Reese.
Yeah, he called in, though. He tried. Calls always trump.
Call
usually.
Big.
But what time was the call?
Bill Rammel.
Yeah.
Bill Rammel already won.
I think the call was
8:57. Yeah. 2 minutes. 2 minutes late.
Too late.
Yep. Already had the correct answer.
All right. So let's go with this. All right. Let's go sleeper pick for this year's Masters.
Sleeper.
Right. A sleeper pick.
How about your favorite first?
Don't
we'll
yell
do a
at
favorite
me.
And a sleeper.
All right. Favorite and sleeper.
All right. Who you want to go first?
Fee, you ready?
Favorite, Scotty.
Scotty is...
Yeah, that's my favorite. Yeah.
It's going to be hard and fast.
Fast and firm.
Yep.
Got to be able to hit the ball high.
Hit her high.
He's skyballer.
But he just had his second child.
Ooh, so
your golf game always goes down after that second kid.
Or you're relieved and you've got...
He hasn't been sleeping.
He's been good now. He's happy.
Yeah. I am going to go with my winner is... Bryson DeChambeau.
Ooh, DeChambeau.
You know, he's making his own clubs.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He knows. The
guy's unbelievable. You like him or not?
I do like him.
I do, too. You like him? You don't like him?
Nope.
Why?
Nope. He'll contend. Top 10. Not win.
No, do you like him as a...
Bryson?
Ball? Yeah.
He's grown on me. I didn't like him at first.
Because
he's grown on me.
Yeah. Because he's new.
No, I didn't like him when he's on PGA Tour. I just thought he was kind of arrogant.
Yeah.
But he's grown on me. The YouTube stuff he does and the Breaking 50 stuff he does, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yep. You get to see a different side of him, which you don't get to see that side of a lot of golfers.
Yep.
So I think I give him a lot of credit for doing that.
Yep. Okay, and,
Ludvig Åberg.
Ludvig Åberg.
Åberg's been playing great this spring.
Playing real good.
But he always sucks either on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, last year he took a huge choke.
But even all spring this year, last week at the Valero.
But I like him.
He was tied for the lead, and then he made three bogeys in seven holes.
I like the guy, though.
I like him.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you want to do, and this is our grand prize, courtesy of Fort Recovery Radio, is a $50 Mercer County Elks gift certificate. You can use it for golf. You can use it for anything you want. $50. Yeah. But you got to text in who you have winning.
Who's going to win it?
The Masters.
Are you going to record these?
We are going to write them. You're getting them on your phone.
Why no? But you gotta write them down.
I don't have to write them down.
You're the host.
Host with the most.
Host with the most. You can text Bobby Stogler, 419-852-9201. Or Harold Feely.
Yeah, text me, 419-852-3599.
Or Kirby.
419-733-6261.
And we accept, you have until 9:20 to get your...
16 minutes.
16 minutes to get your pick.
16 minutes to get your pick in.
To win the Masters.
So who's your sleeper?
Sleeper.
Chris Goddard.
Rookie.
Yep.
No rookie has ever won the Masters.
Ew.
I wonder what the percentage of rookies... Yes. Have made the cut.
Not yet.
Because you get a lot of amateurs and stuff, so I think it's low, but I think it's around the 30 to 40%.
How many people
maybe lower
are
than
in
that.
This year's Masters?
Oh, I typed them all up.
Bunch.
How many?
I don't know. Gotta be a bunch.
It's one of the smallest fields.
It's the smallest field of any major.
Yeah.
It's in the 80s, I think.
Is that right?
I think it's 90 this year.
Is it 90?
90? U.S. Open's got a ton.
Oh, yeah, like 170,
160.
Yeah. Like
I think it's like 88 or 89 or something like that.
This year?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
There's a lot.
So, Chris Goddard, who's your sleeper?
I don't know if he's
You got any sleepers?
I think Tommy Fleetwood's going to win.
I would I love Tommy Fleetwood. He's become my all-time favorite.
I like Tommy Fleetwood.
I like him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because he talks like with his English accent.
He's called an English accent?
You like that?
I can do that, too.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
Not really.
You know who's been playing good this spring? Akshay Bhatia.
Yeah.
Bhatia?
He's just too skinny.
You're just making up names now.
Anybody that weighs less than 150 pounds. But you don't weigh...
He's 6'3".
You're a little dude.
No, he's...
I weigh 180 pounds.
You're fat.
I know.
No, it's a muscle.
He's big boy.
Oh, he's nailed.
Strong.
He's starting guard for Jay County.
Starting guard.
Yeah, yep. And guess what?
Nice.
They only lost three games last year.
Yeah.
And one of them was to the purple and white of Fort Recovery.
Did you ask Benson if he has a pick?
Yeah, we're going to get it. We're going to get everybody's picks.
Oh. Ryan Steinbrenner.
Joe Rammel says, Tommy Fleetwood, he likes older women.
This is a Tommy.
Jill's going to shoot her shot, I think.
Ryan Steinbrenner says, Tommy, little Jesus, Fleetwood.
Okay, is funny, so
like long hair.
Jill
likes his long hair.
Has Tommy Fleetwood. Ryan Steinbrenner with the Tommy.
Fairway Jesus.
So Akshay Bhatia, 6'1". 130 pounds.
Whoa.
And he hits it 600 miles.
Yeah. 600 miles.
He hits two Bubba drivers.
Wow.
Two Bob Stogler drivers.
He's kind of an ugly human being, though. I have Bryson DeChambeau, because we are eligible.
I love. You don't have any inside information.
No.
Am I eligible?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Spelled Bryson.
I'll probably spend all mine on Fireball.
We got plenty of answers. Reds are still 6-4.
Come on, Reds. Big comeback.
7-4. God.
Oh, no, you're getting ugly. Making it hard on us.
I got Reese Lefevre, Ludwig Oberg.
Ludwig. That's Kirby's.
Reese, all right.
I'm Scotty, man.
Fee's going to Scotty.
Staying with him. Or Danny Willett.
Love me some Danny Willett. He'd be firing heaters up the whole time.
There was one guy used to. Always
Tony Kramer goes John Rahm.
John Rahm.
I like it. Neil, who you got?
I got Tom Watson.
Tommy Watson.
Tom Watson. Coming out of retirement.
Tommy Watson.
Might be. If Rocker was still here, we'd ask him when he died.
Yeah. Jesus. Who you got? Bryson? Benson?
I don't watch golf. I have no idea.
What?
Greg Lefevre, Cam Young, sleeper Wyndham
Clark.
He just had once Cam because it's his son's name.
But Cam Young is number three in the world and getting no respect.
Yes, he is.
Getting nothing.
How about Hideki Matsuyama?
Ooh, I like it.
There you go.
There's a Smith, too.
Great Hideki Matsuyama story.
Oh.
So last year, we're following on the practice round on Tuesday, and we're walking the whole course, John and I, and Kirby about died. But anyhow, because of all the hills.
That's not a walk.
So we started on hole one, and we went one, two, three. We're on five tee box, which is out on the edge of the golf course, hard par four, dogleg left. And we're standing there, and Hideki Matsuyama's looking right at me.
And I'm like, what in the world?
He's looking right at me. And all of a sudden, he does the head nod to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, John looks at me, he's nodding at you. So I'm like, all of a sudden, he starts walking toward us. He starts speaking Japanese, and there's two Japanese guys right behind me. I was so excited. He's coming over
to
Kirby.
Get your hand up for high five.
He's coming over to Kirby.
Come here, Hideki. How about it? Give me some love.
Mayor Kopp's got John Rahm.
He walked away. John and I just lost it.
Oh, yeah. They say that the hills are unbelievable.
Oh, it is. Calf killers.
Uh-oh. We went to Murfield last year, took grandsons, and we got off at 6, and we walked to the clubhouse, and it is.
Murfield's got some hills.
Yes, it does. And it's rainy. And
it's about half as much as Augusta National.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It's crazy. You got, so you talk a little bit about your the pro shop there and your apparel, and talk a little bit about what you guys, because it really is becoming a, you have a lot of stuff there. And if you need any golf, you have golf needs, give Kirby a call and get everybody else because you got a lot of stuff.
We're excited. Our golf shop's going to double in size.
Ooh,
our old golf shop was 300 square foot. Now we're going to be over 600 square foot.
Nice.
So we're gonna be able to offer a lot more. We're kind of changing some brands up. And John's got a little more experience in merchandising than I ever did. So he's kind of taking that over and kind of bringing in some different brands. And
so you got like an illegal driver? I need an illegal driver.
Something that swings itself or swings itself. All the straight?
I'll just hold my fat body on it and let it go. 330 yards. Yeah, that's all me.
AI. AI.
AI. Get, I need an AI driver.
Yeah, GTP. No. But no, we're excited for the new clubhouse.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the new patio, the covered patio will have 80 seats in it. Garage doors, four garage doors facing the golf course, be able to close in the wintertime. Side doors, be able to, accordion doors, be able to close them up, open them up, whatever. On the north side, we'll have a fire pit on a concrete slab, another 40 seats out there, plus seating around the fire pit. That'll overlook the pond on number 10, as well as the whole property of the golf course. I think that's going to be like a real popular place.
Sounds like a little Kirby karaoke.
Well, we might have a little karaoke.
Could be a little night out there.
I got this text just in, and it says, tell Kirby that he is a moron.
He's a moron.
Oops.
That three rookies have won the Masters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's that.
And Dave the last, Tony Kramer.
Oh, my bad.
Tony says Fuzzy Zeller won it.
Fuzzy won it.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
Tony, what's the percentage of rookies that make the cut?
Well, I don't
know. Tony? Which they only cut 20 or 30 guys.
Yeah, the top, what was it?
50 in ties, I think. So they only cut 30 to 40 players.
Yep.
Some years less than that. I've been wrong before, Tony. You know that.
You're wrong.
He knows that.
He just proved it. Tony says Fuzzy Zeller.
All right.
Although I guess I could look it up, see if that's
Fuzzy Zeller's before my time.
Fuzzy, 79.
Here we go. Fuzzy Zeller. Yep.
Fuzzy Zeller was
Horton
a rookie
Smith
in 79.
Gene Sayers and both.
Oh, they don't count.
They don't.
Oh, way back.
They weren't allowed to play until they were really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Gene Sayers in 1935.
Will Zalatoris and Sungjae Im both finished second.
What year did Fuzzy Zeller win when he's a rookie?
79.
So a rookie hasn't won in 47 years.
I can't believe Fuzzy Zeller was a rookie in 79.
He's dead.
Yeah, I know.
He's dead.
But that's only 47
years.
Yeah.
He threw something
but
in the water.
So I'm saying the Masters.
He got his golf shoes.
You got his golf shoes.
Yeah.
What?
Fuzzy Zeller, he's on Big P was there. Fuzzy Zeller's old tenant Murfield.
Okay.
He doesn't like his shoes. He throws them in the trash can. He gets some new spikes. I grab them out of the trash can.
Really?
I got Fuzzy Zeller's golf shoes in my hand. The guy comes up and he says, "You can't take those."
Why can't I?
I said, "What are you talking about? He's in the trash can." He says, "No, because they're inside the ropes. You can't take them." So I hand them to him. He takes off.
Put them on eBay.
$4,000
a piece. You got played.
I got played. I was a little kid. I mean, 79. Oh, I mean, how old was I?
16.
16 years old.
Come on.
I'm a kid. I don't want to get thrown out of Murfield.
No.
Jack Stalker takes Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Fitzy. He's a popular pick.
Very popular pick.
He doesn't hit the ball high enough, though, I don't think.
34%, Kirby said, or Tony said.
Hey, I said 30 to 40%.
Nice.
That make the cut earlier.
Yep.
I'm going to say from the last time a rookie won to now, the Masters tournament is completely different.
Why?
I'm saying the course plays a lot different. It's faster, firmer, longer.
It's still
anything.
Not long.
Oh, it's long. Yeah. It's one of the longest courses they play all year.
They're talking about it's outdating itself because it ain't going to be long enough.
It's one of the courses. It's one of the longest courses they play all year.
It's also the hardest. There's no rough.
What do you mean the hardest?
The balls go the farthest. Like this weekend, anybody can win it this week because it's going to be
There's
so
no
firm.
Rough on the PGA Tour. Those guys hate rough.
Oh, you moron.
Look at why they set up the Ryder Cup the way they do. When it's played at the U.S., there's no rough. When it's played in Europe, rough is 4 inches long.
Because we can't drive it straight.
Right, exactly. I see ball, I hit ball long.
Rip it.
CD ball, hit you ball.
Rip it. Yeah. What else you got from Mercer County Elks?
Just excited about the new clubhouse, really.
Yeah.
Excited to invite golfers, non-golfers, anyone that wants to come out. I mean,
not going
to
be long.
We'll be open 12 months. I mean, that's the exciting part is, you know, usually when the weather got bad, we closed up.
Yeah.
So now, November, December, January, February, March, we're going to be open.
Oh, you're going to be.
So we've got about four or five class reunions scheduled this fall for our patio room.
Perfect.
We've got about three or four corporate Christmas parties already scheduled for the patio room. A couple of them are we have three golf simulators going in, the TrackMan simulators. So we'll have some different tournaments throughout the winter. The cool thing is we can coordinate those with caddies over in New Bremen. So they have six of them. So you could have nine teams going at one time rather than just our three. And they'll update live together, play the same course, play the same hole locations, that's conditions, stupid. Everything.
Well, that'd be awesome.
Hey, you just come out and see how stupid it is this winter.
So no, I love the idea of the simulators.
So in the winter, are you going to be open every day or like weekends? Or
we'll be open. We won't be open Mondays for sure. But we'll have leagues Tuesday night and Wednesday night, Thursday night. We'll be open. We'll probably incorporate a Queen of Hearts draw at some point. Different stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
We'll have some different special events, some women-only events, ladies-only events, men's-only events, couples events, different things like that.
There's
non-golf related.
To do over
so,
there, no doubt.
Cool.
So. Yeah. The space will allow us to do a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yep. Might as well use it.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be great. And once again, June 1st is the projected date for it to open. So you're looking at 6-7 weeks away.
Getting close.
The Fort Curry Community Club has their first outing there, June the 6th. So we'd love to have that baby primed up and ready to go for us. But once again, get out there, support not only Mercer County Elks, Doc Carr and the Portland Country Club. A lot of Fort Curry people go to Geneva.
Yeah.
It's just golf is a great game, and it's something that you can do all your life. And,
I'll advocate all day long. Just go out and play golf.
Absolutely.
Go out and have a good time.
Yep. Absolutely. Have fun.
You know what I mean? I don't care where you're playing. Go
have
out and,
fun.
Yep.
And we'd love to see you out there, and we'll have a good time with you if you come to the Elks. But if you're not coming our way, go to Portland. Go to Geneva. Yep. Hit up Stillwater. Hit up White Springs, I think, or whatever.
Down for sale.
Yep. Have a good time.
Yep. Kirby, we appreciate you coming over, my friend.
Absolutely.
I know you're busier than heck, and once again, every year you come through, and we give away a lot of neat stuff, and nothing better than the Masters this weekend.
Looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be fun.
Best tournament of the year.
For our sponsor, Gilbert Station, for my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Neil Spencer, the owner and operator of Fort Recovery Radio.
Baseball tomorrow night.
The producer, Benson Barnett.
Best.
That's what we gave
Benson,
him. He's our producer.
He's awesome.
And he's pretty good at it. Tomorrow night, it is Indians baseball for your coverage, yeah. Fair and local. Fair and local. I'll have that.
Yep.
Friday, we travel to
Anna
to take on the Rockets.
Rockets?
Yep.
I will not
be. Do you guys play every night?
We have been wide open.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's not been, the weather's been pretty decent. I mean, it's cold, yeah. But it's playable. Yeah. It's been playable.
It's good. Get them in while you can, I guess.
Saturday
you
never off know. Day,
yes.
Yes, Saturday's
you
off.
You never know.
And I did confirm the Monday, this coming Monday night at Lima Shawnee will be a 5 o'clock start. The WBL usually starts at 5:30, and a lot of people were asking, but it is a 5 o'clock start.
I always do that game.
That one's going to be tough for me.
No, it's the only one I ever do.
QB.
They always give me the road trips.
You were awesome on the Fort Laramie road trip.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Were you there on time?
He was there ahead of
me. No.
He was there ahead of me.
Because Amy screwed us up. They moved the game up like 3 hours, but
got her, got her in before the rain, though.
Perfect.
Yep.
Yep. That's right.
We only missed one inning.
Yep. So. Yep. Masters weekend, best weekend in the world for my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. I am Bob Stalger. Thank you for listening. See you next week on Fort Recovery Radio Sports Talk with Bubba and Feely.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and V was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.